Let's move on to the two, no, sorry, we got to move on to 1252.
Accept a federal grant in the amount of $162,532 from the Department of Housing and Urban Development for continuum of care planning.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a grant from the Housing and Urban Housing and Urban Development, right? Department for continuum of care planning work that Portland Housing Bureau is engaged with, along with our partners in Multnomah County and Gresham and Home Forward. Ryan Dibert from the Bureau is here if you have any questions.
Sounds good to me. Any questions? Anyone want to speak on this item?
Yes, we have one person.
Okay, come on up. Good morning.
My name is Melissa Sason. I appreciate your time, giving us the time, the public, the time to be able to voice our opinions and give you some insight and input into the issues that are at hand. I believe that these funds that are granted can be utilized in a better manner. If possibly, they could be monitored where the people are involved, the public, the homeless. I believe that the ethics are in question, the ethical nature. Humans are being treated worse than animals. We are not being treated well at all. The funds that are being granted to these people should be monitored to someone to be able to check on and see if the people are, in fact, getting the necessary assistance and resources that they require to help them to become effective and efficient and be able to have a stable environment and peace where that's not found in these places. These people, myself, feel forgotten and invisible. They don't feel like anyone cares. They don't feel the love. And I know that maybe there is some hope, and I'm trying to raise hope in them, because there are quite a number of people that are committing suicide at a high rate because they feel like there's no other alternative, and they do not know that their lives are very precious. I want to know, where is the love? I know that you all care about the humanity. I know that you are working on issues at hand. I believe that there are animals treated way better than us. I question the fact that there are places that do get these grants that feed the homeless. But would you look at the labels on your food or the food that you feed your animals or your children? I've been into quite every single food bank and food place in this city, and none of them know what actually is contained in the food that we are eating. They could not tell us what's in it, has it been tested, or whatnot. The water, I've asked everybody about the water, and I am aware people have said that there aren't any fluoride, there isn't fluoride in the water. Now, there's more issues I've heard as well with other people stating about the cold and the rain, and it seeps into your pores. There are a number of disabled adults, which stem from the GMO and all the toxins that are in these people's bodies from the poisons that they are ingesting and continually ingesting because they are hungry. And the need is so intense and is required that someone please step up to the plate and make a change so that we can get the grants in place to be able to necessitate and rehabilitate these people to become effective humans, to become effective people, and to be effective brothers and sisters to work together.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Yours as well. Charles.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Again, for the record, my name is Charles Johnson. I just had to come up here, and the important sentiments that Ms. Melissa brought forth, I think, need to be echoed when we talk about this buzzword phrase, continuum of care. And I'm going to encourage some of my fellow activists and residents within Portland Housing Bureau properties like Northwest Towers to engage with Commissioner Salzman so that we can have a very strong and resilient continuum of care program. In the private market, especially with cell phones, they talk about churn. And I don't know if we've ever had a study to really look at what would be considered housing churn between PHB residents and homeless people, and how many people fall through the gaps and they get involved in a high maintenance expensive situation. And even if it's not financially expensive, we don't want our neighbors in the city to go through the emotional stress and suffering of being displaced from public or subsidized housing, being on the streets for a while, and then through the waitlist process. So I know his predecessor, Commissioner Fish, and now Dan Saltzman have been very tender in the Housing Bureau, but I think there's still room for improved dialogue and work on an excellent using these continuum of care funds and perhaps getting more partnering with money and agencies that are involved in healthcare reform to make sure that the housing safety net gets stronger and tighter. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Okay, then let's take a roll call on this item.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sales?
It's our collective response.